Hi everybody, how are you? I felt to just jump on and give a little bit of a word of encouragement this evening. I was waiting upon the Lord tonight and I asked him what was on his heart for those who would listen to me, and maybe he would come across my Facebook or my website or my YouTube account. And the word that I heard the Lord say was, I'm your great escape. There are things that we go through in life and we can't change our circumstances. But there's one, which is Jesus, who wants to bring us out of them. So he sees us through our circumstances, through the hardships, through the trials, through the things or the places where we feel stuck in and we feel like we can't escape them. And we sometimes wonder, should we give up? Or, sometimes we start to call ourselves a failure, or I'm a loser because I couldn't finish what I was supposed to finish. And sometimes we start things we shouldn't have even started. But I'm just talking about the issues of life, the things that we go through that bring us down. And you can't escape your problems. Your problems can't just go away. But there's one who wants to bring you through your problems. And each problem you overcome, each problem you face and you overcome it, it makes you stronger. But we have to lean upon him, because it's not in our strength, it's in his strength. So when we lean upon him, he makes us stronger, because we're leaning on him and we're not leaning on ourselves. He wants us to, if we have to, cry out to him and tell him, Lord God, I'm stuck. I'm in a rut. It's a mess. I can't see my way out of this. I don't know what to do. God says in his word, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. Are you in a place where you feel stuck, or you feel like you need to make a decision and you don't know the answer? God can give you the answer. He can give you a dream, because he gives us dreams. He can give you an answer through someone else. He can speak it to you directly. But we have to ask him. He wants us to ask him. Ask him. Pray. Seek him. And ask him for an answer. He loves you so much, and he cares about every detail of your life, even the details that you're not even aware of. I couldn't see my way out, but I knew that there was someone that could, and I had to put my trust and I had to put my faith in him, because I couldn't trust anybody else but him. He pulled me out. Did my problems go away? No, they didn't just go away. They didn't disappear. But he gave me a solution. He showed me the answers. And he wants to do the same for you. Why? Because he loves you. Yes, he can do things. Actually, he can do things in an instant. He can change things in an instant. But there's some things that he wants us to go through, because he wants us to find who he is. I encourage you tonight to press in to know who Christ is. His love changed my life. Because I loved him, I wanted to please him. I didn't have to please man, but I wanted to please him. And I tell you something. When I learned that I didn't have to make man happy, that I just had to make God happy, the weight that came off. That's a solution for someone right there tonight. You don't know this, but we all have a tendency to be people pleasers. And the only person we need to please is Jesus Christ. So right there is a solution to one of your problems. The only man you need to please is Jesus. When you please God and put God first above everything else, above above your job, above your own family. He wants to bless you. I'm cheering you on today. And I'm praying for you tonight. And I'll continue to pray for you to come to realize who He is, that He is the God of love. Be blessed and have a great night.